More details have emerged of the startling rates of self-harm and suicide among young people. The numbers of suicides are stable, but the amount of self-harm is increasing among children. Most alarmingly, they're getting younger. The Children's Rights Report 2014 provides an update on child rights initiatives. Louise Creeley reports.
It's the nightmare of every parent, the suicide of a child. But despite the release of startling statistics into the rates of suicide and self-harm among Australian children and teenagers, there's still so much that's not known. The National Children's Commissioner, Megan Mitchell, launched her second national report today. She says a reason she did the study was because the ages of children taking their own lives and self-harming was getting younger and younger, and there wasn't any information to tell us why.
So I wanted to shine a light on what was happening for children of these young ages. And what I have found in the report is there's a big jump between the ages of 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 in children who are taking their own lives. And this tells me that we really need to be getting in a lot earlier to work with kids to address any risk factors that might be present and to build help-seeking and resilience in children.
The report's release comes after the suicide of a 10-year-old girl late last week left her family and school community reeling.
Luckily, the numbers are still quite small, and I think we need to remember that. And in fact, the suicide rate hasn't actually gone up over the last decade or so for these age groups. It has stayed steady, though, so we're not making inroads into it. And certainly this self-harming behaviour has absolutely increased, so that we're getting around 50 to 60 children hospitalised every week as a result of self-harm. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because not every child who self-harms will present to hospital. And some studies estimate it's only around 10% that end up in hospital. So I think we've got a real problem there. First, we've got to reduce the kids who are self-harming in the first place, and we've got to make sure that they seek help if they're feeling distressed.
Beyond Blue was one of 139 organisations, individuals and services that provided the investigation with public submissions. Its deputy CEO is Brian Gratz.
There's so much we don't know about what's effective in this space. We understand clearly there's needs for a lot more research around what works, particularly around the awareness raising for adults or other caregivers who are responding to children experiencing self-harm or suicidal behaviours, as well as programs that are protective of children. So to what extent you can actually develop children's skills and knowledge to actually make sure they're kept safe.
He says it's common for young people to present with complex mental health and social issues, and a lot of their work is within schools and families.
For us, we think it's pretty important that that children, young people, learn skills around emotion regulation, so being able to manage emotions that are really difficult and dealing with the sort of life's ups and downs, whether it's a breakup in a relationship or a disappointment for a school. These are the things that, for quite often young people, they're not really well equipped to cope with, and so a lot of our emphasis is on those programs that run in schools to support children develop these skill sets.
The Children's Rights Report recommends a national research agenda to understand why children take their own lives.
While there are a number of programs out there, and some of them may be very good, there is virtually no evaluative information to indicate whether they work or not. So that's part of the research agenda that I've suggested must include evaluating the efficacy of the programs that are out there. So we don't do more harm than good, I mean.
The National Children's Commissioner, Megan Mitchell, ending that report by Louise Creeley.